This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes in the Washington Bureau. Forecasters are warning those along coastal areas, rivers and creeks in California to watch out for new storms. Reynold Wolf is with the Weather Channel.
Yet another day in California. You've got it all. The rain, the sleet, the snow, the wind, the problems. And some of the rainfall could total, say, an inch or two, but other places up to 3 to 5.
At least 9 people died in the South overnight as late season tornadoes ripped through Georgia and Alabama. CBS's Omar Villafranca with more.
Selma, Alabama took a direct hit. A 20-mile path of destruction cut through its historic downtown. Buildings bulldozed and residents left stunned.
It's bad out here, like Louisiana. It's bad.
Oh my gosh.
The storm was part of a system that battered California this week, with more to come. At least 2 people were killed in Georgia, including a 5-year-old boy, after a tree fell on his car.
Fallout for President Biden over the discovery of documents marked classified at 2 locations connected to him. CBS's Christina Ruffini explains.
CBS News has learned the total number of known classified documents found is around 20. Fewer than 10 were at the Delaware residence, in his garage and a nearby room.
And by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
Others, including some marked top secret, were located at the Capitol Hill office, used by Mr. Biden after his time as vice president.
Turning now to Britain, which says it will send a dozen tanks to help Ukraine against Russia. The BBC's David Wallace Lockhart.
In recent days, Number 10 was making it clear that it wanted to provide further support to Ukraine and that tanks could play a pivotal role in this. This morning, in a call between the Prime Minister and the Ukrainian President, the confirmation came. The BBC understands that around a dozen Challenger 2 tanks will be sent. Additional artillery systems will also be provided. A Downing Street spokesperson said it was the right time to seize upon Ukrainian victories and intensify support. Rishi Sunak's pledge represents a small proportion of the 300 tanks that Ukraine insists it needs.
The son of the famous daredevil Evel Knievel has died at the age of 60.
Robbie Knievel, the famous daredevil and son of legendary stuntman Evel Knievel, has died. His family says Robbie Knievel died Friday in Nevada after battling pancreatic cancer. Knievel shattered world records with his gravity-defying motorcycle jumps. One of his most celebrated jumps came in 1989 when he vaulted across the fountains at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. It's a feat even his father couldn't complete.
That's CBS This Morning Saturday co-host Jeff Glore, who tells us he also jumped part of the Grand Canyon. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Civic Media, we're for real. Live from Solidarity Realty Studios, it's Outside the Pizza Box. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM in Madison. And I heard yesterday, 12 stations now. Green Bay. Hey, wake up, Green Bay. This is the first time you're going to hear me. Woo! Yeah. Anyway. So today's show, obviously, is about this two-party system that just isn't working for me. I don't know about everybody else. And it's kind of funny. I just looked at some of my messages here on Facebook, you know, because I... All right, so what's the difference between Santos and his Republican colleagues in Congress? And the answer is, not an effing thing, right? I mean, they're all circle the wagons. I guess some of the freshmen from New York feel kind of tainted by him. I hope so. Under investigation, lies about everything. So I get this guy. He says, what is it? Lots of parallels to Lion Biden. Why are we focused on one party and not the crimes that are common to both parties? We are in a constitutional crisis because people are letting confirmation bias blind their eyes. Nobody blinder than you on that statement, my friend. This wasn't a post about Lion Biden. I guess you'd have to read all my posts. I don't know. You need to quit cherry picking. I mean, today's, I've got other posts up right after that. Yeah, just wondering when Americans elect a president of the people. When will Americans elect? Isn't Biden in office right now? Is that not good enough for you? Riding the fence with the Republican guy? Guys I go to school with? What do you want? The homophobic, lying, no good, trashed out Republican Party that's a... I mean, seriously, you guys, you're as a Republican voter, you're still defending these guys or you're still on the attack in the Democratic Party when you should be doing what I'm doing in the Democratic Party, pushing for progressive all the way. No, I don't like moderate Democrats, man. No, I didn't support Joe Biden in the primary. I didn't support Hillary Clinton. To be honest with you, anybody that's listening out there, by the way, in Green Bay, this is Pizza Box Mike and I've got Evan on. This is our first show together, Evan. Feel free to chime in today, too, you know.
Let's get local.
Right?
Get local, shop local, live local. This is not Evan Preston. This is Jason Haefman.
Jason has the day off.
Jason's here in the booth with Pizza Box. Mike, this is 92.7.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm doing then. But anyhow. You know, the Democratic Party is the reason why they lose to Republicans is because of the moderates in the party and the high ups and the ones that are better than us and the ones that have a lot more than us, have more access and last in the Congress and the Senate forever and ever and ever. No, I don't agree with any of that stuff. Why do people want to label me as like one of these loyalists? If anything, I'm definitely not a loyalist to anybody. To myself, to my heart and my soul, and to the people that have less than me. That's who I'm loyal to. And neither party. Damn, you know, they just can't get on board with... I got to go back to last week real quick. You know, because last week, Gary took a shot, you know, at the last minute of the show, and that's why I need 2 hours so that I can beat up people's foolish statements when they do call. Because that's what I do. I'm not going to give you time to talk stupid on here. That's, you know, you want to do that, go to Fox, Newsmax, listen to 1310 AM, whatever. Get involved that way. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get anything in on me. I'm done playing. It's not politics for me. It's personal. But he's talking, what do you think of socialism, you know? And I've been working, all these people, these lazy socialist people, and I've been working 14 hours, you know, and my back hurts. And I seem to remember you in a clip, you know, that if you weren't carrying the water for these Republicans, your back wouldn't hurt so bad. 14 hours. That's capitalism, Gary. That's not socialism. Socialism is public education, hospitals, police and fire, streets, waterworks, the electric company. But now that everything's privatized and you got everybody believing that that's, you know, capitalism. Oh, we can't go to socialism. That's just like, everybody gets a piece of something. The means are shared by everyone in the community. That's what a community is. But for some reason in America, everybody seems to think it's just okay where everybody lies and steals and grabs whatever they can while they can. In the meantime, I just keep watching the world just fade. And scientists have been telling you for decades, you know, we need to do something about our environment and we need to change the way we live. But human beings are just, they're like rats. I mean, watch the cars going everywhere. Everywhere you go. Some places it's like 7 lanes and it's still plugged up. Oh. It kind of looks like ants when you go from that view from the sky and you watch all those cars going through the highways. But ants are cool, man. They don't destroy the environment. They live underground because I think they're preparing for the disaster. It's imminent. We don't have hardly any time at all. I don't know. Some people already have been affected by all this. But Republicans and Democrats are not on the same page as I am. Legislators, that is. And I do have friends that say, they're both, they're no party. Look, you know, it's been lesser of two evils for a long time. No, I don't believe you. I do believe there's good legislators in the Democratic Party. They're called progressives. And then I get criticized, well, they're not progressive. And I'm like, you know, you guys are the experts. I'm just going to go live. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, at times I'm like, you know, I guess everybody's given up. Poor people haven't given up. They're still fighting. Can't get enough support from people that are living the American dream, which quite honestly, folks, it's become an American nightmare. But the Republican Party, I mean, come on. George Santos? I mean, you just look at the clown and you're like, wow, this is like really, really a bad movie, isn't it? It's like a really bad movie. And then you already had these idiots in there, or extremists and perverts and pedophiles, and none of them charged for anything. Oh, lying's not a crime. No, but lying to protect, to cover up the crimes that you commit is. Ray Gates or Jim Jordan. You're going to be in charge of the investigations going on. Yeah, you're going to investigate all this stuff now. We're going to get payback, right? Well, you kind of slowed that investigation down at Ohio State University, didn't you? Didn't you used to have to put your jock on? Jimmy? G-Y-M, Jim Jordan? 2-time national champ at UW, Wisconsin. They should take his name down. Dishonor that bastard. He's a no-good scumbag, right? What about that? You dressed right next to the doctor. You knew what was going on. You guys covered it up. You and Russ Hellickson. He's faded now. I have kind of a bitterness towards Wisconsin wrestling anyway, since, you know, we were talking about my brother. They didn't feel like that he should get a scholarship to go. Yeah, well, you know, Hall of Fame at Indiana State. Nice move, Wisconsin. What'd you get at his weight class while he was doing that. Man. You want me to... We got 4 minutes. I'm going to take Wisco Paul. Wisco, Disco Paul. How's the environment looking, buddy? See any floods in California? And yet, you know what? After the floods, Wisco Paul, they're still going to have semi-drought status because all it's doing is running off, right? It's not really soaking in.
Well, good afternoon, Michael. I want to, well, first, Alabama, they had about, I don't know how many tornadoes. I mean, the environment is a mess.
January, isn't that normal? God, we had January tornadoes in Racine and in places never seen before, at times never seen, but everybody's like, oh, yeah.
It's okay. It's kind of cool. It's normal.
I'm glad I sold my snowmobiles 10 years ago.
Listen, people were complaining about trying to find a place to ski and snowmobile and stuff in Wisconsin. And I'm like, really? Because that's more important than, you know, what the birds and animals and foliage and water and everything air in Wisconsin's doing, right? It's more important about your skiing and your snowmobiling. I don't feel sorry for them. I don't.
I just wanted to say something. I listened to the CEO of Civic Radio yesterday, and he seems like a fine gentleman, and he's just trying to get the truth out there and going back to local radio, which we really need, instead of corporate radio being piped in. And because at one time you had local radio and you lost that with the big boys buying up all the radio stations. So it's totally awesome, Michael. And we got some kind of we, meaning people that want to call in and rebut what the Republicans are doing, we have a place to call in. And it's just a super thing. I hope it all works out for them. I do want to say one thing about the Democratic Party. The Republican Party is totally corporate, and they are definitely not doing the will of the people, especially in this state. But the Democratic Party at least somewhat cares about the environment, which is near and dear to me, because without the environment, we're pretty much, unless maybe you're somebody that can blast off the earth here and live on some other planet. But so the Democrats are the lesser of two evils because of that. So, well, anyway, Mike, great show, and enjoy it, and I'm going to hang up and listen.
All right, thanks, Wisco Paul. No, there's plenty of decent Democrats in Wisconsin. No question about it. But we are short. We're short on progressive policy. We're progressive spine, whatever. Take it to them, man. I can't wait to get in the Capitol.
Like Jason Hafeman.
Right? Yeah, always in the clouds. My head is always in the clouds. I wonder why. We'll be back in a minute.
In the cloud, my head always floating.
Kevin McCarthy song, man. Give it away, man. Give it away. Give all his power away. He's got like a, you know what he's got? He's got like one of those little mini hammers that you use for putting together toys from elves at Christmas or something. What a clown. Yeah, so he had to, anybody listening? Yeah. You know, why don't I attack both parties with the same kind of vigor? Really? I don't know. Republicans want to cut Medicare and Social Security. And again, they use the same terminology. Those bastards, they go, yeah, entitlements. And yeah, no, it's not entitlements. And you were not entitled over the decades to give that stuff away out of our funds. We've all paid for it, man. That's how we get the level that we have for disability or retirement, right? Gauged on how much we put in. Yeah, it's trying to kill us off, man, before we can even collect our disability. They do, man. It's a horrible system. The only reason why I got mine was because cancer came back. I'm like, oh, thank God. These old bastards were going to try and stop me, and they were winning. They were winning. I wasn't going to get disability. Ah. Hey, let's go back to the phones. Joanne, how are you?
Great show. I've got a question for the king of common sense. That's what we call you, right? The king of common sense.
That's not what my mom calls me.
Okay, but this is a question. It rubs both ways. We've got a president and a former president who are both dealing with these document issues, you know, where they've got a classified document,
mm-hmm.
and they've got it on a piece of paper, and they got it lying around in the wrong places. Now, I've got a computer at home, and I have my important papers encrypted, and it's all available not on pieces of paper lying around my desk, but in the computer. And I'm wondering, can't we do that at a national level? Why do we have all of these little pieces of paper with launch codes for the nuclear arms and all that, and all this other important stuff? My voice is raising, whatever. I am getting agitated. Why can't we just put it on computer? Pizza box, Mike, save me. Take a common sense.
Well, hey, you know, first of all, you will never hear me make an excuse for Joe Biden, okay? when you screw up, you screw up. I'm not for him running in the next election. I'm not for Trump. But if America wants Biden and Trump again, oh boy, here we go, because it's going to be fun, right? I mean,
you should run. You should run.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'd be running and hiding. There's just no... there's no way. I mean, Bernie Sanders, twice. Twice they buried us. Now, I'm saying that, Joanne, because I know people that vote Republican, that voted for Trump, that were vote... They were going for Bernie Sanders before he got taken out by Hillary. And the way that she treats people and the arrogance. And, okay, you know, Trump played him. And Trump's a pig. And she was right. Deplorable. But you shouldn't have said that about the people that weren't smart enough to figure out that he was telling a lie every 5 seconds, right? He stole Bernie's language to become popular. That's what got people. He was like, you know, Bernie's right, you know, because he knew Bernie was getting taken out by the Democratic uppers. Really pisses me off to this day. And, you know, I had family and just didn't agree, you know. But we need to win. And I'm like, what? Win what? What? What do poor people win when people that don't give a damn about poor people, they cage the elections, man. They stole it from us.
Yeah. Well, I just want to tell everybody in Green Bay, you've got a treat coming. Every Saturday, you got to listen to the show. It's best show on radio and the best show in the world. Thank you very much.
Wow, that's pretty high accolades. You know, even though this show was number one all these Saturdays, I don't know, with 12 different networks and some other talent coming out, we're gonna have to, you know, brush up on everything. Thank you so much, Joanne. And Jeannie in Eau Claire, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Great show as usual. I got to tell you, there's a huge difference right now in this space and time as a 68 and a couple days year old woman who's never belonged to a political party in their life and gave, you know what, where it's deserved on both sides of the aisle. I have never in my life seen the criminality unethical behavior, lying, cheating, stuff from the people with the R after their name. I mean, it is just sick. I can't even stand to watch. I used to watch live a lot of the, you know, the Assembly, Senate, and that Jordan and those people that are taking over, we're in for one, you know what, of a few years here. They shouldn't even be allowed in that Capitol. It's just disgusting. And now they're going to jump on the bandwagon and go after Biden, which he gave the documents immediately or pretty close to immediately. He wasn't running around blaming them for a witch hunt. I mean, Trump is sick. And all of the people that follow him and bow down to him and lie for him should all be in prison. This is a debacle. And, you know, I hope that, you know, the DOJ gets their butt going, because all these people are doing is causing more and more chaos, divide, and hate in our country. And same with the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin. There used to be some level-headed people there, and they're bad news. And I hope that people join you at the Capitol. You've been a fighter for many years. I've watched and cheered for you. I watched on YouTube. Just an outstanding patriot you are. So thank you so much for what you're doing, because we appreciate you, Peace Fox.
Thanks for being in Eau Claire again, Jeannie. But no, they have flatheads, because they must have got dropped on their heads several times. We'll be back in a little bit. Man, sledgehammer. Bang. How appropriate.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The White House just said another five pages of classified documents have been found, this time in President Biden's personal library. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
The White House is also under fire for not disclosing the initial discovery when it was made in November, right before the critical midterm election.
Flooding, heavy rains, power outages, and falling trees are on tap for California again this weekend. And this man near Sacramento is thankful for neighbors.
It means a lot to homeowners around here that we have each other, but we also got help in this matter.
In Ukraine, Kyiv under attack with missiles targeting infrastructure.
It's one of the bloodiest battles since the war began. Russia claims it's taken control of Soledar. Ukraine disputes this. Its forces have been holding out against a ferocious Russian onslaught.
That's CBS News correspondent Deborah Potta, CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more.
Sounds like the straw in a McDonald's drink. You know, sometimes you just got to turn the instrumental on and just jam. Some go for hours, you know, without listening to any lyrics. Oh, wow. This is like after the zombies, huh? Cool. Yeah, you know, I just... I survived both parties, right? I'm a white guy. Yeah, you know, I get every. I've never had that issues that people coming here for freedom and a chance at that American dream, right? Statue of Liberty. Oh, boy. You mean the history books aren't? They're lying, aren't they? Yeah, I just get a kick out of watching these Republicans, man. They're. Look, but, you know, Biden, as far as, what are you, five more? They just found five more. Come on, man. And neither one of these guys should be running for president. I'm out there in front of everybody, and I'm telling you, if you think that Joe Biden or Donald Trump should have another term at president, you're all wrong. Every single one of you. You know, I heard that last time. Wow, Joe Biden, he's the right guy for the right time. I'm like, geez, yeah, you know, because that's what they told you to say. You know, that's what they started chirping, and you guys started parrot everything. I don't see Democrats any different than Republicans when it comes to being loyalists to the party when at times you just know. It's truth and justice and equality and the ending racism in this country is like, should be right out there with the climate change. It's all like one little bundle, right? All those things that are so important, but no, the Republicans are going, we're going to investigate the investigators, and what about, and, you know, they're jumping all over the Biden thing, but they forgot that they aren't on board with, you know, the Trump thing, which was, I would say that, you know, measuring the level of danger involved here, I'd say Trump's was worse, but then Joe Biden is in my garage, man, with my car.
My Corvette.
Just
next to my Corvette.
Was it a Corvette or was it something else?
No,
oh, my God. See, that's just like every American, right? You know, we got all our important documents in the garage with our Corvettes. Hey, man, it's locked.
It's a locked garage.
It's locked.
It's a Corvette.
It gets worse every single day. And yet, we have to listen to that. Yet it's news. Oh, my. That's not news, man. That's entertainment. These people are so plastic and so paid off that they got everybody. I, you know what? I do it every morning now. I'm like, oh, let's just start at channel 202. See how long we last on that channel. Corporate Nazi news. Oh, that didn't work out. Oh, they got like 3-4 corporate Nazi news. Oh, okay. In case you lose one of them. On to Fox and Newsmax and stop Sinclair Local News. All these people are like, they're actors and actresses. And then a whole bunch of them get into politics. Yeah. They get to go to Congress because look at how much they know, right? Celebrities. Oh, sorry, Carrie Lake. I guess you just didn't have enough. Wow. You know, and when I look at them, like a Carrie Lake. Oh, yeah, that reminds me of Gestapo right there. She's like, man. By the way, anybody out there in Green Bay, 844 or anywhere else, 844-967-2789 if you want to participate. But I mean, I've had enough. It's just like spinning in the mud, right? And in the meantime, I'm watching the future for my grandchildren and everybody else's grandchildren. But, you know, I really have a close connection to birds and trees and animals and insects. It sickens me to think back. You know, I grew up in the 60s, born in 61. So, you know, I start remembering things when I was about 3, I think. And even some of the politics. Oh, yeah, I remember Vietnam. I had nightmares about that. And of course, the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert Kennedy. I was like 6, 7, 8 years old through that stretch. That was pretty rough. I remember watching the South and these jackasses using fire hoses, watching little black girl down the street, down the sidewalk. You know, she just hit the pavement and slid down the. And I'm like, Dad, what? I mean, I was crying. I'm like, Dad, why are they doing that? Oh, it was because she was black. See, you know, and I wonder why. So many white guys out there wonder why I don't have the pride in the culture that you guys do. No. I'd have been fighting with Native Americans. Hell yeah. Yeah, I would protect wolves. I'm dancing with wolves, but, well, I'm dancing with cats. But animals are why I'm alive today. I'm going to tell you that right now. When I had my kidney taken out, you know, my cats took care of me, man, in particular. Karma did. And, you know, put her sweet paw on me when I was broke down and changed. And then my grandkids came with my son and his wife. And I'm like, oh, this is just like preordained kind of stuff. Now I've lived. Now it's time to go out there and make sure everybody else has a chance to live. Because I threw away a lot of time. Hey, man, I got enough time, don't I? I'll go to Rico. Rico in Rock County.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Pretty damn good, but, you know, I mean, it's up and down, man. I tell people, they look at me and I'm like, oh, this is how I am when I'm bummed out. And then I kind of smile. And but, yeah, it kind of wears on you after a while, right? Oh, I can't wait to get up and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, remain optimistic, man. Hey, I just got to thank Sage. It was on the other night, and all you guys at Pacific Media, and now you're up in Green Bay and really all across this great state of Wisconsin. Oh, my, you know, what's wrong with this country? And you know it. You know, we've been dominated by corporate America for so much and so long, and it's the right-wing hate radio products put out years ago by the Oxy Pop and Knobhead himself. And now all of a sudden, you know, I find this voice of reason out there, and we've got some real baby, you know, people just give
me. Well, I know you're not talking about me. You said voice of reason. Stop, please. Oh, continue. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just urge folks, you know, you tell somebody something long enough, feed them the Kool-Aid long enough, pretty soon they turn rad. That's all there is to it. They believe it to be the truth. Check these guys out. You know, Google, do what you want to do. Go look at the facts, or as they always say, in data. Check your data. Okay, do your real deal, and you'll find out these guys are real, and I'm real thankful for all of you there, every one of you out there. Earl, you, Matt Flynn, Dom and Crude, all of them. Hey, guys, give it a chance. Check it out. It's a whole lot better on the other side of the dial, and I just appreciate it, Mike, for giving me a chance to talk today. Thanks.
Hey, no, anytime, Rico. Because, you know, the more you guys call, the less I have to talk, right? yeah, but, you know, it's not just corporations, okay? Because they own both parties, so that part. But the racism and hatred, that's something you got to learn, right? And so you got to unlearn it. And I don't know what other way to do it than to probably plug into this because, you know. I like it when people tell me I'm racist, you know. Well, you know, all my offspring are brown and I love them very much and they know that. So I disagree with you wholeheartedly at that one, but maybe you mean because I don't like white guys that much. No, listen, you know, bad people in any culture are probably not going to be the people that I'm going to be, you know, hanging out with. Just saying. It's all over the world. It isn't just here. But this country, oh my God, exponentially, the murders that we have, the guns, the violence, the drug addiction, everything we have, the Congress is who we look to try and change all that stuff. But they don't, right? Because it doesn't pay off to do that. So, and the only ones you have, you got your progressives, you know what I mean? Look at Bernie Sanders. You can go back 30 years and listen to him on the floor talking about, this is an awful idea. And, you know, go ahead, mock him. You know, you guys call this a Christian nation. That's what they did to Jesus, too. It is. It is. Exactly what I take care of your brother. Oh, get out of here, bum. Right? That's what's going on in America. You don't care about your brothers and sisters. You don't even care about the ones, you know, that are in your race or culture. But people outside of that, it's even worse. Oh, wait, you know, they got money and materialism and they live like us. Yeah, well, those are people there you go. Those are the people of other cultures that I told you that I probably wouldn't get along with. Isn't it something that privilege and access and power exists in every nation? Yeah, just... it was hard watching the news the other day. In between all their bogus stories, special interest, I don't care about this one thing that happened, you know, but it's good news for you guys, and everybody's at home going, oh, that was such a nice story. But you don't give a rat's ass about the stories you don't hear about. Every single day, people living in poverty that just... There's just no hope for them. Why? Because neither party's going to do anything about it. That's why I can't stand the hierarchy of both parties is just bogus, man. You know, and it was hard for me to watch these guys, you know, going through the McCarthy clown show, right? Watching both sides, you know, one side laughing at the other one, the other side laughing. There's nothing funny about that. People are living and dying while you guys are clowning. And now what are the Republicans? Oh, good, we're going to screw with that debt ceiling. This doesn't mean anything anyway, right? But, I mean, if you're going to start hammering on the debt ceiling, start hammering down on the salaries of these clowns that are just ripping us off, man. Way too much money for what they do. And here in Wisconsin, you know, there's plenty of people that want to work hard for that $50,000 a year. That's not too much. But when Robin Voss is, you know, 3 weeks out of the year and, oh, the governor calls a special session and they go, gavel in, gavel out. Don't care about the Wisconsin people. Look at us. Oh, look at Robin Voss. Isn't he powerful? I'm kind of wondering when he's going to go after wifey number 5. He's overdue. I'm just wondering if it's the women that decide, I've had enough of the popcorn guy. Right? when it is time for me to show up with signs at the Capitol and put them around the rotunda again. And, you know, because a lot of people, they're like, oh, my God, I didn't know that. Oh, you didn't know that we were number one in alcoholism? Let me tell you about that. Oh, why do you think marijuana is not legal in this state? In every other state now, what, Minnesota did? You know, Iowa, I don't know if they're worried about their corn harvest or something. But, oh, Republican-controlled assembly, see? You know, they... Clearly, there's a better way than voting Republican. And friends shouldn't let friends vote Republican. But Democrats shouldn't vote for jackass Democrats that are traitors and don't really care about you. And there's the corporation thing going on again. Oh. Pretty mellow, eh? What do we got? One segment left? I don't know if people are going to rise up. I feel like I just do this every year. I'm like, yeah, this is the year, 2023. Because it kind of rhymes, 2023. Doesn't it? It always did before, too. And nothing's happened. We got to make it happen this year. We're running out of time. Seriously, man. I don't know what else to do, but tell you to come back and make a call if you want. Last segment coming up.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The song just embodies the Packers for those first 7 weeks.
It's bad. Is that what you're trying to get? A terrible song? A terrible theme? Who was that?
That's from the Emoji Movie, man. That's how I heard it.
You watched that garbage?
Yeah, I watched it. Where Sir Patrick Stewart played the poop. It's actually a highly underrated movie.
Be sure to tune in for Packer Outright Opinions Friday nights at 7 p.m. right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Join me, Stephanie Miller, and the entire Sexy Liberal Resistance every morning from 8 to 11 for the Stephanie Miller Show right here on 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Listen live Monday through Friday on Devil Radio, Wisconsin's home for progressive news talk radio.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Overcast this afternoon with highs around 32. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 28 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. 40 tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Mid-40s Monday with a chance for scattered showers. Cooler Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. Boy. Chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Make sure you listen to Devil Radio 92.7. If you do, you go to heaven.
Time for Outside the Pizza Box. And one last chance to call. 844-967-2789. It's all about, like, sports and celebrities and, oh, how tragic. And
And then you read into the bios of these people, and it's like, I don't know, you know, if that's, you know, the family values stuff, you can throw that out. You know, when they have like 3 marriages and 8 years, and just, I don't know if that celebrity status is great for everybody, right? But when they die, everybody's just, oh, God, like they knew him or something. And yes, sometimes I'm affected by it, but not by this plastic stuff, you know? I even go back to like when the Queen died, you know? You did hear the Queen died, right, Evan? I mean, it was like how many, I think I tried to, it was like a month straight, every single day, the Queen, top of the hour. Like, man, she was how old? 90-something? It was just tragic, isn't it? It was kind of cool to see that Elon Musk, we just found out that he's suffered the worst loss of fortune in the history of man. Nobody deserves it better, man. What a clown. I don't know. I don't do Twitter. But, hey, you know, I noticed there's a person. Who is that person that trolls the station about getting out of their Twitter? I won't mention any names because then they'll think I'm, like, you know, trolling them. They're like, get out of my Twitter and tell this person that.
Jason Hafeman here. I have no idea.
Jason Hafeman. Oh, you're going to try and make him sound like he doesn't know anything now.
No, I'm quite knowledgeable. I think local.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, bird population down since 1970 across North and South America. 3 billion. I think I've mentioned it before, but I think it's probably more than that now in the last 2 years. I'm assuming, you know, more rainforest, more everything cut down. I will say that I've shared with, you know, some of my friends that there's a white wild turkey. I'm not going to say the location over the air because I don't want anybody going out and killing this beautiful white bird that's been yesterday. There was like 100 turkeys out there, at least. And they're the brown wild ones. Oh, yeah. I know how to call the turkeys. I've had them fly around my red truck when I did that once. And I know people don't believe it, but it's true. I can get them to gobble back. I'd be really successful at hunting them if I wanted to. I would also be very successful at being attacked by wolves. Because I'm not in the pack. But anyway, in this pack, man, this flock of turkeys. And it just pure white, sticking out like, and yeah, moving. I knew I saw one years ago, and it's got to be the same one. Anyway, I got somebody on the air here. Let's go to Jacob.
Hey, how's it going, Pizza Box?
Pretty good, man.
Hey, so I just want to bring up the issue.
Wait, is this Jake and Eureka?
Yeah, Jake and Eureka.
All right, I got
Jake
you.
Jake or Jacob, whatever.
Yeah, I figured it out, man. That's pretty good, eh? Well, we probably get same Eureka nuggets, you know what I mean?
Well, Humboldt County is, you know, famous for a certain thing.
I know.
You know,
I only lived there a short while, so long enough not to get short enough not to get in trouble there.
I lived in Madison for a few years, you know, back in the 90s, and I am shocked that the state of Wisconsin is still throwing people in jail for using marijuana. Christ, even Mississippi last year.
Alabama, I think, is kind of easing up, too.
Yeah, so what is Wisconsin's excuse there in the state legislature? It's just these Republicans, they're just so enthralled with the alcohol industry there. I mean, we all know, you know, how much folks in Wisconsin love to drink. I remember having a lot of good times in Madison, let me tell you. But, folks, marijuana is much less dangerous all around for kids, for adults, for people who are driving. The marijuana is. And the fact that you're going to continue to throw people in jail for marijuana is barbaric, and it is way out of date, and that needs to end. And any politician who actually advocates keeping marijuana illegal, yeah, they should be kicked out of office immediately for being too stupid to hold public office.
Well, I think I already said this, Jake, that we're, you know, I have science. Number one in alcoholism, number one in racism. There's your two biggest reasons in Wisconsin right there, okay? And there's no denying it. And people could sit there and you go to Iowa, well, I'm guessing it's probably about the same thing there. It's all Republicans, right? You can't stand brown people.
What's their argument against marijuana? Well, first of all, of course, remember that the traditional argument against marijuana was brown people use it from south of the border. So we had to make it illegal back in the 30s just to harass folks. Like we're harassing people from, you know, Latin America now for, you know, having the gall to come here to America to work.
Right, right.
And, you know, pick our crops and feed us. You know, God forbid someone actually pick our crops for us. Cause, you know, those right-wing racist rednecks, they're not going to do it. They're not going to get off their fat butts and do that work. So I don't know what they're complaining about. But the whole thing with marijuana is, what are they so scared of, these Republicans, of marijuana? They think it's just going to make people lazy and they don't want to work. It's going to make them like, what, the Republican state legislature who doesn't want to work? Who wants to get paid a full-time salary, you know, six figures or whatever, for working like not even half the year? Or, you know, I mean, what the hell are they thinking? Are they just so corrupt and so insulated from the public that they think they can continue to get away with this?
Let me answer that for you. And thanks for calling, because we're getting low here. But there's a thing called the Tavern League, see? And they got a lot of money and they got a lot of power. And during the pandemic, they were able to, you know, they were able to put out booze, you know, and to-go containers. Oh, it's got a lid on it. Yeah, you know, a little jackknife, you know, a straw in there on the way home. Open intoxicant, driving. Come on, man. I mean... And then there's the pharmaceutical industry. But I think the biggest reason is because they're afraid that it'll free their minds and then their ass will follow, right? Yeah. Yeah, open up that mind. Be tolerant of people. Get to know people. Oh, my, meet people from all over the place and smile when you say, hi, how you doing? Welcome, you know? Welcome to where I live. Whatever happened to that? This goes out. Yeah, don't forget, Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Jeffsguitar.com for all your guitar's needs, plus brand new handmade guitars, music lessons, and I know he does a lot of them because he never answers the phone because, you know what, he's a working guy. Yeah, support local. And they just lost one of their puppies, Zoe, and sweetest thing. I just...
We'll miss her very much.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think... It'll be time to get another puppy down the road, if I know Jeff and Mari, right? Yes. Anyway, thanks for listening in to Civic Media at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Are we almost done? Is that it? See you next Saturday. Thanks, Jason Evan.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.